A historic trial is taking place in Guatemala. For the first time, say human rights monitors, the country is prosecuting military officials for sexual violence committed during the three-decade-long civil war. That war ended in the 1990s. In the trial, which is going on this week, 15 women have come forward to accuse two former military officials of systematic rape. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The women, all Mayan Indians, sit in folding chairs behind a bank of prosecutors in the vast chamber of Guatemala's Supreme Court. All cover their faces with traditional rebozos, brightly colored shawls. Most are in their 70s, some in their 80s, and most opted to record their stories of torture and rape instead of testifying. But yesterday, 75-year-old Petrona Chocuk uncovered her head, sat down next to an interpreter, and told the three-judge panel how soldiers killed her husband, then captured her and her daughter. Streamed over a live web connection, Chocuk described how she and her daughter were repeatedly raped at the military base near her small eastern Guatemala village. There she was forced to cook and clean for the soldiers for 6 months. Fuzzy on many of the dates and details, Chocuk's story echoed that told by the other women, some who say the sexual slavery lasted up to 6 years and was orchestrated by the two men on trial. One of the defendants, Roberto Valdez Asig, a former military official, says he is innocent. The other defendant, former base commander Estilmer Reyes Giron, refuses to recognize the court's authority. Both men and their supporters question the impartiality of prosecutors, who they say only try former soldiers for crimes and ignore atrocities committed by guerrilla fighters during the decades-long armed conflict. The fact that this trial has been able to go forward in Guatemala, still politically polarized by the war and crippled with an inadequate judicial system, is historic, says Jo Marie Burt, a politics professor at George Mason University. She says after decades of reluctance to take on the military, it's one of several recent cases prosecutors have been willing to try.
It's quite significant, and I think it's a very positive sign. You know, I really do hope that the Guatemalan justice system is up to the task.
The trial is expected to last at least a month. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.